Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
It was an ugly night for Greeny last night. So we are thinking of him during this very difficult time as the Jets get their doors blown off again. He joined us last hour. It's Chris Garland, Harry Douglas in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and on your smart speaker with Play ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. If your pet is hurt in a car accident, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet expenses with free pet coverage. Visit progressive.com. Right now, we head to the Goodyear hotline because it's time to make some money. We welcome in ESPN betting analyst and ESPN Radio's Joe Fortenbaugh with us on the Goodyear hotline. Joe, Chris Carlin, and Harry Douglas. How you doing today, man?
Gentlemen, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Now, we appreciate it because we want to make some money, and we got a lot of star players possibly out this weekend, some who already are out, including Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. So how has his absence here affected the spread between the Packers and the Chiefs?
Okay, so prior to the announcement that Rodgers would miss Sunday's game, this game was a pick'em in Las Vegas, meaning no point spread. You just had to pick the winner, right? Then the announcement comes down that Rodgers is going to miss the game, and it moves 8 points to Kansas City minus -8. We've seen that happen before when Aaron Rodgers misses a game. He is that valuable to the point spread. So it moves all the way up to 8. People start looking at Kansas City. They assume it should be a blowout. We've never seen Jordan Love zig when everyone else is zagging, right? That is too much of an adjustment, 8 points. Especially when you consider the landing spot for Jordan Love. He's going against a defense that ranks 25th in scoring defense and dead last in opponent yards per play. Green Bay has 10 days to get ready for this game. Kansas City's coming off the Monday Nighters, so they have the short week. Ultimately, what happened was once it got up to 8, the professionals went in, they bet Green Bay at 8, they bet Green Bay at 7.5, and now it's down as low as 7 at some spots, which is a very important number. So if you like Green Bay, and I like Green Bay, take him at 7.5 or better. That's got to be the play.
See, Joe, I like you because, see, you're drinking the same Kool-Aid I'm drinking. I don't know what Kool-Aid size alcohol Vegas is drinking when they made it minus -8 for Kansas City. Like, they haven't seen the defense that Kansas City has. Like, they just didn't see the New York Giants, the New York football Giants, almost beat Kansas City recently. So I like you, Joe. We just started, but I already like you.
I appreciate that. And keep an eye on the total as well when you talk about that Kansas City defense. The total opened as high as 55.5. After the news that Rodgers would miss, it dropped to 48. I think this is still going to be a high-scoring game. As bad as Kansas City has looked this year, they are still a top-10 scoring offense, and I do believe Love and the Packers are going to hang their fair share of points as well.
All right, Joe, how about the Cowboys this weekend? We don't know definitively about Dak yet. You've got guys on the injury report like Tyron Smith, C.D. Lamb, Amari Cooper. Are the Cowboys a good bet this weekend?
This is an interesting one because when you have a point spread up there of minus 10, and that's what the Cowboys are right now, minus 10, the assumption is going to be that Prescott's going to play, right? Last week, we saw Dallas as a small favorite at Minnesota. Then it started moving towards the Vikings as we got more and more information that made it look like Prescott wouldn't play. Vegas was ahead of it. So now it looks like they might be ahead of this. But on the look-ahead line, which is a point spread that comes out a week in advance, Dallas was only 7.5 for this game, and now it's up to 10. And CeeDee Lamb's banged up. He's a big part of that offense. Amari Cooper's banged up. Tyron Smith is banged up. The Broncos haven't been impressive at all this season, but if I'm getting involved in this game, I'm probably playing Denver plus the 10. Not one of my favorite plays, but it's a big number to cover. Dallas has been a very public play, and they're 7-0 against the spread this season. So it's not going to surprise me to see a lot of people backing the Cowboys. I would lean to the Denver side at plus 10. That's just too many points.
And Joe, I'm sorry, but I have to agree with you again because what a lot of people don't understand is that right now the Denver Broncos overall totally has the 6th-ranked defense in the National Football League. So I agree with you, Joe, there.
All right, here we go. Look at us, boys. A little bit of a consensus this morning on a good Friday.
All right, Cardinals, Niners, Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins both missed a little bit of time this week. How are you betting this game in the NFC West?
This one has been nothing but Niners money since the line opened up. Cardinals were minus 2.5 as road favorites. They have extra rest coming into this game, having lost to the Packers on that Thursday night. So 10 days to get ready. But the money has been on the Niners to the point where it's moved all the way to San Francisco minus 2. So we've seen a 4.5-point move here. Nothing but Niners money, like I said. One thing I want to point out. Arizona's banged up, and that has a that's definitely playing a role here. And last year, Arizona did kind of fall off a cliff in the second half of the season. Perhaps they're this year's Steelers, right? Red hot start, and then they can't maintain throughout the course of the year. But go back to week five when these two got together. All right. It was in Arizona. The Cardinals won that game 17-10. It's not like it was a blowout. And Trey Lance started at quarterback for San Francisco. Now, Lance might go on to be a very good NFL quarterback. I think he's got a lot of potential. But early on, like all rookies, he's going to make a lot of mistakes. And he wasn't very good in that game. You can say what you want about Garoppolo. Right now, at this point in time, Garoppolo is the better quarterback than Lance. And he's going to start in this game. So I think with the upgrade at quarterback, plus the fact that they only lost by 7 in that first game on the road, I'd be looking to the Niners here. That looks to be the sharp side.
Look at me and Joe. This is a marriage meant to happen. I like the 49ers in this one also. Let's not forget, A.J. Green is not playing in this ball game. Let's remember that DeAndre Hopkins is trying to come off that hamstring injury, so you don't know the status of him and how he's going to be when it comes to playing the game of football. Now, that's two receivers right there out of that dynamic offense that you have that's possibly not going to be out there. At the same time, J.J. Watt is no longer on the football field. They're susceptible in the run game. We've seen the Green Bay Packers do a great job of that on Thursday Night Football. So I'm going with the 49ers here too, Joe.
ESPN betting analyst and ESPN Radio's Joe Fortenbaugh joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. It's Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas in for Greeny this morning. All right, Joe, give me your favorite NFL play of the week and your favorite college play of the week.
I was looking at laying 1.5 with the Chargers against the Eagles. The look-ahead line had Los Angeles -3, so I think there's some value there. The top play right now, it's a bit of an obvious one. I don't think anyone's going to be blown away by this. I'll lay the 6 with Baltimore against Minnesota. John Harbaugh has been fantastic in his career coming off the bye. 9-4 against the spread. Baltimore's rested. They just watched Cincinnati go down to the Jets. There's turmoil with Cleveland. Pittsburgh's winning some games but started slow. Great opportunity for them to grab control of the division in this matchup. And Minnesota has been shaky at best this year. Wildly inconsistent football team, lacking discipline in a lot of key areas. On the road this season, they're giving up 29 points per game. At home, they're giving up just 17. And we saw what happened last week against Dallas. They're going to go on the road. I think the Ravens hang a big number in this one. Ravens -6. Favorite college play of the week? I think Tennessee's a good angle against Kentucky. It's been nothing but Volunteers money. I'd also play a first half over. So this bet is just for the first half of the game, opening 30 minutes, over 34.5 points. Alabama LSU. That LSU defense has been terrible. 94th in scoring defense, 95th in opponent yards per play. Alabama is the second highest scoring team in the nation. And with 2 weeks to get ready, I think what you're going to see is what you normally see in this matchup. There's going to be two teams trying to pull out all the stops, a couple tricks up the sleeve. This is the last time Ed O is going to get a shot at Alabama as the head coach of LSU. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some trickery there, which could either help LSU or bury them deep in their own territory. But ultimately, I see over 34.5 total points in the first half of the Alabama-LSU game.
You actually, Joe, I think we may come at a standstill here. I think this is a rival game. When I look at college football, so I don't know if a lot of points are going to be scored like that. I understand the LSU defense has been on pins and needles this entire year. But we have to remember, this is a rivalry football game. A lot of things can turn a lot of different ways in rivalry football games. Trust me. I know, Joe. I know.
I mean, Alabama's laying a huge number here of 28.5 for the game. So if LSU finds a way to stay inside that, wouldn't be that surprising considering how many points that is to lay.
All right, Joe, last one. UFC 268, Madison Square Garden, Saturday night. ESPN Plus pay-per-view. Favorite bets on the card are?
All right, I'm going to go in order of how much I like them. Number one in the co-main event, I've got Weili Zhang -115 over Rose Namajunas. I know everybody loves Rose. I love Rose. She's fantastic. She's such a great watch. But listen, when these two fought a few months ago, Zhang closed as a -200 favorite. Now she's only -115. I get that there's the additional data point of Rose knocking her out with that head kick. But if Rose had dominated a unanimous decision in that fight, pillar to post, then I could see this adjustment. One kick early in the fight. I think Zhang makes the adjustments. I'll lay the 115. I think that's cheap. Justin Gaethje and Michael Chandler, they're going to stand and trade. This is going to be the fight of the night. I'd go under 1.5 rounds. I don't know if Chandler's going to try to take this into deep water. Four of his last five fights have ended in the first round, and that fifth fight ended 19 seconds into the second round. That was his last outing against Charles Oliveira. And then in the main event, Usman and Covington, I would go over 2.5 rounds, and if that's too juicy for you, I'd also put a little bit on over 3.5 rounds. They went five, almost the full five last time they got together. Usman's striking is much, much better this time around. Covington's got to account for that. There's going to be a cat and mouse game. It would behoove Covington to try to take this to the mat. He has to try something different this time around. Usman has a 100% takedown defense, so it's easier said than done, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was at least trying for the takedown to present the illusion that it's there, so Usman has to defend it. To recap, Zhang minus 115 over Namajunas, Gaethje Chandler going under 1.5 rounds, Usman Covington going over 2.5 and over 3.5 rounds.
Love it, Joe. Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
My pleasure, boys. Best of luck to everybody this weekend.
Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN betting analyst, joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. What a performance last night from Jonathan Taylor. 19 carries, 172 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was in the zone last night. In the Zone brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. The Packers are going to try to have to get it done shorthanded this weekend, but Harry Douglas thinks they've got a shot. He'll explain why in just moments. Chris Carlin and Mr. Douglas in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Greeny, the podcast.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
No Aaron Rodgers this weekend for the Packers, so what does that mean? Do they still have a shot against Kansas City? It's Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas in on ESPN Radio today for Greeny. And on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN Radio. Don't forget about the ESPN app as well. Presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Now, according to Forbes, companies are working to fill millions of jobs in an epic hiring spree. So where do they turn? ZipRecruiter, of course. ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified candidates, makes it easy to invite your top choices to apply. Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. Jordan Love getting his opportunity as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, and a chance for the Packers, although one they didn't necessarily want to have, to take a look at what their future might be in Love as he gets a shot against the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend with Aaron Rodgers in COVID protocol. So, Harry, we were just talking about with Joe Fortenbaugh how that line took a massive jump from a pick'em to a Chiefs minus 8 points in this game. But you like the Packers to have a chance, do you not?
I still do, because when you look at the guys that they're getting back, they're getting Davante Adams back. They're getting Valdez-Scantley back, right? I understand Tonyan got hurt, but you need other guys to step up there. But I love the tandem that they have in the backfield of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. And when it comes to Jordan Love in this game, right, what I don't want Jordan Love to do is go out there and, like, I got to prove to everybody I'm the guy, that when Aaron Rodgers leave here, I'm going to be the man. No, that's not what you got to do, Jordan Love. All you have to do is play within the system. So I turn that over to the head coach, Matt LaFleur, because he's also the play caller. You have to have a hell of a game plan for this young man. What does the Kansas City Chiefs love to do? what does Steve Spagnuolo love to do defensively? They like to send blitzes. They like to play cover zero. So make sure that your quarterback is prepared for those things. And they're understanding that Aaron Rodgers is not back there, so that the heat may be coming a little bit more. So understand that your quarterback has to be on his P's and Q's when it comes to the blitz package. If he's walking to the restroom, Jordan Love, hey, this kind of blitz come. Where you going with the football? I'm asking him all kind of things. Listen, I don't care if he's on the pooper. I don't care if he's eating breakfast. I don't care if he's in the meeting room, walking out the meeting room. I'm asking him things left and right on the spot because I want him to be quick and fast when it comes to decision making based off the things that's going to be presented to him from the Kansas City Chiefs defense. Now, I also do believe that Kansas City defensively, they're terrible. And you have these two running backs, right? You went into the Arizona game and you ran the football effectively. Try to do the same thing, but at the end of the day, if the Kansas City Chiefs leave Davante Adams one-on-one, Jordan Love must find him.
Has to find him because this is your primary playmaker. And you're right, I love Aaron Jones too, but the other guys are serviceable, complimentary guys at best. But here on the flip side is what I want to know in this game. Is Patrick Mahomes going to get this right? Are they going to turn this around? Because what I saw the other night against the Giants was a Chiefs team that was doing everything they possibly could to hand the game to a bad football team, and that bad football team just absolutely refused to take it from them. And that includes Mahomes throwing a couple of passes that could have been picked, one that was, but could have been picked and weren't. I really genuinely wonder if he's going to be able to get it right against a team that, frankly, is pretty good against the pass.
Well, and you're talking about Jordan Love?
I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes on the
Patrick
flip
Mahomes?
Side.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, on the flip side. Okay, well, the thing about this team, the Kansas City Chiefs team, period, is that one of the things that they're understanding now in the National Football League is that they just can't show up and people are going to be scared of them. Hey, the Kansas City Chiefs, oh my gosh, the big playability.
That's gone. The mystique is gone right now.
No one cares about that anymore. But at the same time, and I tweeted this the other night watching a football game, Patrick Mahomes has to understand when to just throw the football away. Okay, every play doesn't have to be magical. Do we have some magical noises back there or something? I mean, everything doesn't have to be magical. It's okay to just throw the football away and live to play another down. There we go, baby. Abracadabra. Where's Houdini? You don't have to make magic on every play. It's okay to get rid of the football. It's okay to take 3 points and kick a field goal versus turning the football over. Now, the supporting cast, that's why I think Odell Beckham Jr. is a good fit for Kansas City as well, because outside, and Travis Kelce hasn't been Travis Kelce of late either. So outside of Tyreek Hill, who in the hell is making plays on this offense? No one. It's Tyreek Hill. So that's another thing that they're dealing with.
Harry, you just hit on something that people are not paying enough attention to. Travis Kelce's not been much of a factor at all.
Oh, no.
Not much ever of a since factor
he,
at
ever
all.
Ever since he cut that beard.
Yeah. Well, maybe that was a mistake. And honestly, I mean, if you're Travis Kelce and things are working out, why would you ever do that? Why would you ever mess with – it's not even messing with a streak. Messing with things are going great for you in your career, and all of a sudden you're Samson getting your hair cut by taking off your beard, and you're losing all your power.
Chris, my daddy told me, don't you ever trust a man that doesn't have facial hair. Boy, he'll backstab you in a heartbeat.
Well, I look at Kelce, and this makes me wonder, okay, has he lost a step? Is he not the same dominant tight end that he has been over the last several years? And it just takes away more of that scary intimidation factor.
It does.
That the Chiefs have. And here's the funniest part about the whole thing. They went out this offseason and completely revamped that offensive line and made it better. And yet the guys who were the playmakers are the ones who are not getting it done. But that amazes me.
But I'll say this. Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid, like they did against the Giants game, they actually did this. They made a conscious effort to run the football versus two high safeties. Because I was always taught, if a team is going to play you two high safeties, they're basically disrespecting you, to put it in better terms. They're disrespecting you and telling you that your run game is poop. So when you have two high safeties, you have to make it a point. Offensive linemen want to run block more so than they want to pass block. Trust me, I talked to enough of them. They love to run block and imposing their will against their opponent. So rush the football when the opportunities are there. But then when you have your shots, the supporting cast, everyone, including Tyreek Hill, the supporting cast have to do their job. And that supporting cast includes Patrick Mahomes as well.
In moments, it is the time of the week that is, speaking of magical, that doesn't begin to cover it. It is when Bubba will shine. This should be Bubba's intro music, because in just moments, we will play Who You Got.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Previously on Greeny.
He looked like an NFL quarterback yesterday. It happened for Eli. It happens for them all. Some it takes a little longer than others. In the big picture, this really didn't take that long. And that game yesterday, if I'm a fan of the Bears, felt more like a win than some of the games they've won this year. Because yesterday they were playing with a quarterback who looks like he might be outstanding.
Greeny and Justin Fields, weekly rewind brought to you by Dell. Your small business needs are all met by Dell. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL, and it's hard to disagree with what he just had to say in regards to Justin Fields, who looks the part. Finally, it is Chris Carlin and Harry Douglas in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Harry, I want to welcome
you.
You to a segment every Friday at this time that we call Who You Got.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
Bubba, the floor is yours.
All right, let's start and do some NFL first. And Who You Got is brought to you by Grainger. We're going to start with Titans and Rams. Titans are without Derrick Henry. The Rams, they've won four in a row. And in this game, it's Los Angeles -7. So who you got in this game?
Harry, I got the Rams. Rams are the best team in the NFC. I firmly believe that, and I think they're going to the Super Bowl this year. And Tennessee without Derrick Henry, I think this is one of the few places where you will actually find that who the running back is does matter. It does matter, because we talk so much about high draft picks on running backs, and you can get running backs anywhere. I don't think you can get Derrick Henry just anywhere. I've got the Rams in this game.
Yeah, for me, my heart wants to go with the Tennessee Titans. But like you just mentioned, they are going to be without the great King Derrick Henry. So I'm going to go with the Rams in this one. Not to mention, they just got Von Miller to pair up with that man. You know who that man is? Number 99?
AD.
You know who that man is?
Yep.
Aaron Donald. And not only that, they have Jalen Ramsey on the backside and Floyd as well. So I'm looking for this defense, Raheem Morris, a guy who's done a great job in this league. He's doing a great job with this defense this year right now. The offense of the Rams, even without DeSean Jackson, is high-powered. Cooper Kupp right now leading all receivers in receiving yards. The guy has 10 touchdowns, too. What about Cooper Kupp, man? He's playing some ball. And then they brought in Matthew Stafford via trade for Jared Goff. So I'm going to go with the Rams in this one. But I will tell you this. If Derrick Henry was playing in this football game, I will be going with Tennessee Titans. But since he's not, I'm going with the Los Angeles Rams.
Bubba, next.
All right, Cardinals 49ers. Cardinals coming off their first loss. And this one, a little surprising, San Francisco minus two. So who you got on this one?
I can't figure out the 49ers to save my life. I really can't. And I just wish I could look at them and really, you know how there are just teams that from time to time you have absolutely no feel on what they are. That's the 49ers for me. I am taking the Cardinals in this game. I do think there is some truth to the notion of what Joe Fortenbaugh said earlier, that they may be a start fast but not finish so great type team. But I got the Cardinals in this game getting points. Give me that.
I'm going to go with the 49ers in this one. Simple fact, A.J. Green is not playing in this ball game. I don't know the health of DeAndre Hopkins.
A.J. Green, did he just turn 91 years old? I'm not sure. Was that this week or last week?
If you don't stop that nonsense, Chris. But I will tell you, DeAndre Hopkins not being out there against the Green Bay Packers probably played a part in that debacle thing that happened with A.J. Green at the end. Because if that's DeAndre Hopkins, he 100% knows he's probably going to get the fade ball because that's all he's done. Not all, but that's one of the great things he's done in the National Football League. Catch fade balls over people with those big bear paws that he does have and his catch radius. But I'm going to go with the 49ers because J.J. Watt's not there. I'm going to go with the 49ers because possibly the two best receivers on the team, one I know won't be there. The other one, I don't know his health status. So I'm going with the 49ers in this one.
All right, Packers-Chiefs, the matchup we've all been waiting for. Everyone's looking forward to it. It's Jordan Love, Pat Mahomes, and it's Kansas City minus 7.5. Who you got in this one?
I'm going to ride with the Packers. If they're getting 7.5, I just look at the Chiefs and see a team that is a little unsure of themselves at the moment. They don't really know what they are. And when you have a team that has rolled as easily as they have the last few years, sometimes when they hit this kind of a bump in the road, they start looking in the mirror a little bit. I think they're a little bit lost at the moment. And for that reason, I will go with the Green Bay Packers.
Chris, you say right now the Chiefs don't know who they are. I'm going to say they didn't know who the hell they were the entire season. They don't have a specific identity. That's one of the things that's lacking. They don't have an identity right now with this football team. When you look at them defensively, when you look at them offensively, and then you have guys making mistakes left and right. At some point, somebody has to be accountable. But when you look over at the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, oh, you a magician too. You lied to us all. Had us thinking that you was vaccinated. Come to find out, you wasn't even vaccinated. But I'm still going to go. Oh, I like the magician music. I'm still going to go with the Green Bay Packers because they're getting two of their receivers back in Davante Adams and Valdez Scantling. They have two solid running backs. But then again, if Matt LaFleur has a great game plan for Jordan Love and prepares him for the blitz that the defense in Spagnuolo wants to throw at him when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs, I think they're going to be effective. So I'm going with the Green Bay Packers in this matchup.
Bubba, next.
All right, the most important game of the weekend, Broncos-Cowboys, and it's Dallas minus 10. And by the way, Dak is back, but also Dallas undefeated against the spread so far this season. Who you got in this one?
Look, the Broncos have an excellent defense, okay? I honestly tell you right now, I can't pick the Broncos, even though their defense is good. I can't. I'm assuming Dak is back, and this will be 100% that he will return and start. And so with that in mind, I will take the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
As much as it kills me to do that.
I like your thinking, Chris. I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys in this one. I understand Dak didn't play last week. He's playing this week. But this team, offensively, defensively, special teams, have been hitting on all cylinders the entire year. The only thing that hasn't been hitting on all cylinders is Mike McCarthy understanding the clock management situation. But I'm still going to go with the Dallas Cowboys because I believe in their philosophy offensively. Kellen Moore is doing a hell of a job. A guy who's going to be a head coach in this league very, very soon. I like what they're doing on the back end defensively. I'll tell you, Dan Quinn figured it out. I said when he came from Atlanta, if he understood how to use his personnel the right way, because that was his issue in Atlanta. He still thought he could run a scheme that he had in Seattle and didn't have the players to run that scheme. Now he's tailored things toward his player skill set, and you're seeing the fruit of the decisions that he's making now with the Dallas Cowboys defense. They're playing lights out. Trayvon Diggs, a guy who's going to take chances. What is he at? Seven interceptions right now? Or is it six? Seven? I think it's seven.
I'll double check.
Ball skills out of this world. Yes, the little brother of Stephon Diggs. So I'm pretty sure any former wide receiver, I'm pretty sure those guys in the offseason go against one another. So he's going against the best when he's training and working out with his older brother. So I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys in this one. I just don't think it's going to be by plus 10.
It's amazing that he never wanted to play defensive back, and it is seven interceptions right now. And Dak said it is, quote, safe to say that he will return on Sunday. Bubba, next!
Yeah, and it's important to note, very important to get this in, and today is day 30 of me wearing the jersey. If they win on Sunday, Monday will be day 31, heading into another week.
So. Is it getting a bit gamey?
Hey, that's for other people to judge. I'm doing great. I don't know.
You know, yeah. You really are living in just the world of Bubba. And outside of that little bubble of Bubba, if you will.
It's a good bubble.
You could not care about what's going on.
It's a good bubble.
Yeah, you have no interest in how your olfactory situation is affecting others.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. One more NFL one, Browns, Bengals. This one, we've got Cincinnati minus 2.5. Who you got in this one?
It's not that
the Bengals are bouncing back.
You're taking deep breaths and all that nonsense. It is not that hard.
I know. The Bengals are bouncing back in this game. I felt for them last week because it felt like the old Bengals, but I don't think it's the old Bengals. I don't see that at all. So I'm riding with Cincinnati this week, and I'm not going to try to break it all down analytically and all that stuff for you. I just think the Bengals are the better team, and I feel like the Browns have been a little bit on the overrated side all season long.
Listen, Chris, I'm about to make you laugh with this pick right here, okay, right? Mm-hmm. I'm picking the Bengals, but the simple fact, the Browns are like, they have marital problems right now. They have relationship issues, right? So why would I go and get some relationship advice?
Well, she just left.
You know, but listen, why would I go get some relationship advice from somebody who's not doing great in their relationships? That's crazy as hell to me. They have too much baggage.
It's like asking a rich guy's son for financial advice.
Exactly. So I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals. I believe in Joe Burrow. I believe in that duo with him and Ja'Marr Chase. So I'm going with the Cincinnati Bengals, and I like what they're doing defensively as well. One of the most underrated free agent signings, Trey Hendrickson, came over from the New Orleans Saints, having a good year right now for the Bengals.
Bubba, it continues with who you got in just a moment. According to Forbes, companies are working to fill millions of jobs in an epic hiring spree. So where do they turn? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified candidates and makes it easy to invite your top choices to apply. Try it free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas in for Greeny. Bubba, who you got continues.
All right, let's mix in a quick non-sports win because I don't know if you were aware of this, but Wednesday was National Sandwich Day.
I was not made aware of this, Bubba, and I'm frankly annoyed and disappointed in you that you would not make me aware of this.
I know. So I believe in my quick research, I believe that Wednesday was the Earl of Sandwich's birthday because he's the guy who created Sandwich. So that's why it's Wednesday was the National Sandwich Day. Anyways, if you could eat only one sandwich for the rest of your life, what are you going with? Who you got?
All right, my answer is going to be elaborate here, as you would imagine, Harry. So I'm going to let you go.
It better not
first.
Be no BS, Chris. I'm telling you that right now.
I don't know
you
what
better
that means.
Not come with no BS.
I don't know what that means.
You know what BS stands for.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go first because it is a very complicated answer.
For me, it's not complicated. For me, it's simple. Right? I've been small my entire life. So to try to put weight on since I was in middle school, since I was in high school.
Oh, you're not trying to draw sympathy here with this, are you?
No, just listen to me,
okay.
Chris.
Because I don't want to hear it.
Even now in my life, I'm still trying to put weight on. You want to know what I eat to help me put weight on? The old-fashioned good old peanut butter and jelly. If I can eat peanut butter and jelly the rest of my life, I would eat peanut butter and jelly the rest of my life because I love peanut butter and jelly that much. Not only do I like peanut butter and jelly that much, but my daughter loves peanut butter and jelly that much. She's 5. My son loves peanut butter and jelly. He's 2. So when I make their lunch at home, you want to know what else I make? I make myself a damn peanut butter and jelly sandwich, Chris. So I'm going with PB&J.
Important question here. Is it strawberry or grape?
Oh, grape. I hate strawberry jelly.
See, you and I, we do get it. We do get it.
Because strawberry jelly is terrible.
Exactly. Exactly. And if it's a cold sandwich, it is just that. It is a PB&J with grape jelly. Hot sandwich.
Ooh.
Hot sandwich. Grilled cheese.
Oh, Chris, you done shook the table. I didn't even think about... Chris, I eat grilled...
I thought it was going to be complicated.
I eat a grilled cheese about 2 or 3 times a week.
Yep.
But do you put ham on your grilled cheese too?
I do not. But I can put bacon on it occasionally. I'll throw a tomato on there occasionally. And it is complicated, Bubba, and I resent any sort of pushback on your part.
What's complicated about a grilled cheese?
Because it's hot, it's cold, and I was going to get to my third answer. Is a hero a sandwich? Because if a hero is a sandwich, a meatball hero would be that sandwich.
Oh, absolutely. A meatball sub is...
Meatball sub?
Well, yeah, sadly, absolutely. I've never had a meatball sub.
All right. What does that even mean? You've never had a meatball sandwich? What are you talking about?
Not once?
Yeah, Bon Jovi. I never had a damn meatball sandwich.
Oh, my God.
It's as simple as it just came out of my mouth. Yeah, I never had a meatball sandwich.
Someone get him a meatball sandwich. Let's go.
Let's change the man's life. It's what we like to do.
That meatball sandwich is probably going to be my answer. I think my favorite sandwich is probably a chicken parm. But if I'm going to have one every day, I'm going to be a meatball.
Yeah.
So, Bubba and Chris, do I need to try a meatball sandwich?
You do.
Okay. You do. So, in honor of Bubba and Chris, I am going to try a meatball sandwich, and I'm going to let you guys know how I liked it, or if I didn't like it.
I love it. All right, Bubba, what else?
All right, let's do another fun one, because 64 years ago Wednesday, Dolph Lundgren was born, actor in many movies, but most famously known for Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. So who you got as the best Rocky movie?
The best Rocky movie is Rocky. Because, I mean, it won an Academy Award, for Pete's sake, right out of the gate. And it's a tremendous, tremendous film. I like all of the other Rockies up to Rocky IV, and then that's when you lose me. After Rocky IV, I'm done with the franchise at that point.
Ooh. Oh, man, this is tough. I got to go with the original.
Yeah.
I'm an original guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go with the original, man.
And so many people forget, and it annoys me to no end, that he didn't win the fight in the original. He didn't win.
And that's okay.
Yeah. If anything, that makes it better.
But who you got?
Like, why is there a statue there, though? Like,
there's a statue in
Philly.
Don't
get Nuno started on that.
Yeah, there is a statue in Philly of Rocky. And I have now spent time in Philly. I used to rail on this before. Why do you have a statue of a fictional character? But I understand the town a little bit more, and it fits in a good way. Although Nuno would probably want no part of that.
Yeah,
Maybe Philly needed it. Don't get
Nuno started on that one. By the way, who you got brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Get that meatball sub.
Yeah, Bubba, 10 seconds. Who you got on the Rocky?
I mean, Rocky 1 is amazing, but I mean, if Rocky 4 is on, I'm watching it anytime. Those montages in Russia are unbelievable.
Yeah, they are. You know, you've got the one, the burning heart, and driving around. Oh,
the
all
music
over the place
is just so great.
And then, of course, climbing the glacier and screaming Drago. I mean, does it get any more inspirational than that? I wish I could come up with something in this life that is, but I just can't. Been fun today. Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas, in for Greeny. It's ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.